Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dirt and Derf Podcast. I'm Cobra, and I'm joined by a very special crew. I've got Jamie, I've got Kat, and of course, we need to give a welcome back to Ben. How you doing, guys?
What's up?
What's going on?
All right.
Hello, everyone.
All right. This is exciting. I mean, everyone, we're kind of getting excited. It's the end of the first month. You know, the NFL draft is happening right now as we speak, but I'm pretty sure y'all want to get your baseball fixed. So we're glad you're joining us here at the Dirt and Turf. So we're going to get started. We got quite a bit to discuss today. So let's talk about, to our resident Orioles fans, Kat and Ben, I think Jamie as well. Jackson Holliday has been reported to be sent down to AAA. I'm gonna let y'all have the floor. I want you to discuss this. Let us hear your thoughts. I'm giving y'all the floor.
I think y'all touched our noses, not it all at the same time. I'm always on the side of caution when it comes to these up and coming players, because let's face it, as talented as Holliday is, he is still an up and coming player. He still has things to work on. He still has, not to say that, you know, everybody doesn't have things to work on, but he is still very much a new major league player.
I was about to say, hopefully, I was going to agree with you on that. And hopefully I can get my dad on the podcast one of these days, and we could just ask and, you know, grill him questions about, you know, the minor league system, because he has watched many a minor leaguer come and go. You know, he wasn't a coach. He was a bus driver. Right. But again, he just has seen these players come and go through the system, you know, get called up, you know, get sent down. And then later on win a World Series. But it's just something we need, you know, that.
Well, I don't think this is like a setback for him. I think they're recognizing that he needs to either work on his timing, he needs to work on where he's at the plate.
There's something fundamental that's a little bit off.
Yes.
Ben, yes. Ben, now your opinion. Is it a little different than Kat's, or are you really frustrated with the Baltimore Orioles?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the guy wasn't hitting. It's not that he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, he made a few errors on the field because it's his first time playing second base, really. It's not his normal position. He started doing really bad. He started performing better at fielding. So he started seeing the ball a little bit more. He's just not kind of connecting up with the pitching of the majors yet. He'll get there. I mean, they did the same thing with Colton, with Couser. Look at Couser. Last year, they sent him down after he didn't do good, and now look at him this year. He's tearing it up. He's probably going to be.
He really developed a lot in that. I want to say short stint, but I mean, I don't have a very good grasp on time, so he might have been down there for 7 months. I don't know.
So I was going to say, we all know that baseball, that the physical game of baseball isn't like MLB The Show. Not, you can't really change the difficulty and start hitting dingers and saying, "Oh God, forever!" You know, you can't do that. You know, it's baseball is a very complex game in real life. So, it's easy, and it's easy in concept, but when you put it to practice, it's a little more difficult than that.
Here's the biggest question. The biggest question I have is, who we brought up to replace him. Why couldn't we bring up Mayo? Why can't Mayo have gotten a chance to show if he can do anything? Why do we have to bring up McKenna again?
Maybe because Mayo's still not ready yet. I can't. Realistically, I can't answer that question. Realistically. And truthfully, I don't know what's going on up in upper management, because general management is also responsible for this. So again, I don't understand the thinking either. Jamie, do you have a different opinion, or are you as radio silent as anything in all this?
My opinion on Jackson Holliday, and it's more of towards the Baltimore Orioles and majority of the MLB franchises in today's day and age. Obviously, we have in the Baltimore Orioles one of the top prospects in all of baseball, in Jackson Holliday. When you move him up and then move him down to any player, that's going to mess with their psyche. It's going to cause them to, instead of progress, regress in their development. So, and the opinion that I've had when it comes to these top prospects, if you are going to make the decision to call them up, you need to let them stay up there for a significant amount of time, because, like you said, it's not MLB the Show. They're not going to instantaneously adapt to the speeds of the game and how the ball is coming at them and things like that.
And yet,
regardless of what his hitting average is going to be or anything like that, as we've seen, like, he's starting to get better. Now, he's not nowhere near where fans were expecting him to be, but he's starting to get better. And now that he's starting to get that rhythm in, now you're going to just desync everything and send him back down to the minors again. I'm not for it.
That's what completely threw me off, is like, why don't you just keep him up there?
On the other side of that coin, if he stayed too long in the majors, you know, and still performing like dog shit, you know, it might destroy his confidence even more. In fact, to the point where, one, he's probably gone from the Orioles and sent to the Chicago White Sox or the Reds, sent to waste there, or two, you know, he'd probably get broken. Like, can I even make it in the major leagues? Sending him down may restore his confidence. This happened before with a couple other major league players in experience, with Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer have experienced this before. They were called up, then they were sent, then they, you know, they played a little bit, you know, and then they got sent down, then they got called up and really raped. So again, this has happened before. So
if you're going to make the decision to call up a player, then, like, how long has Jackson Holliday been with the Orioles now, like, on the mainstream?
About 2 years.
Well, I'm talking about this season. Like, how long? Like, a month?
Up in the majors?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks.
So, yeah, 2 weeks.
Has it only been 2 weeks?
It's only been 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it's only been about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, the concept of time. The season only just started.
Part I remember.
Yeah,
that's where I'm getting at when I said my original statement.
The biggest
issue,
let's bring him up,
then he needs to be out there for more than just 2 weeks, because it takes time to get acclimated to the speeds. Like, yeah. I could say, hey, let's have him up there for 2 months, and let's see if he improves over that 2 month time frame. Let's do month over month reviews, and if it doesn't look like he's progressing or getting to where we need him, cool. We'll send him back down to the minors. Exactly your point, Cobra. Of, hey, let's work on our craft. Let's get you better. That way, the next time you come up, you're more prepared. But so
that's also probably why they did it now instead of waiting the 2 months. Basically, they saw that he still has a little bit more to work on, so they sent him down to the hitting and the fielding coaches down at AAA and said, hey, let's get you better prepared.
So here's another thing I'm thinking about just now. I just thought of it. So what if their thinking is, because here's what happens, okay? Gunnar Henderson last year won Rookie of the Year. When you win Rookie of the Year, the team gets an extra draft pick.
Yes.
Who's been on a hot streak lately? Kowser. Yeah. Who might have a potential of winning a Rookie of the Year? Kowser or Jackson Holliday?
It seems like Kowser.
So yep, it makes more sense for them to sit Jackson.
Yep.
It makes more sense for them to sit Jackson for another year. Bring him back up next year after spring training. Just keep him on the team and bring him over. And have him give the chance to win a Rookie of the Year. Because it makes no sense for two players that could have a chance to win a Rookie of the Year the same year if Jackson Holliday starts clicking.
That is definitely a good point. But at the same time, like, what happens if Kowser totally flakes out and that doesn't work out? You know?
I feel like
there's something fundamental that he needs, that Holliday needs work on.
Yeah.
And that's why they took him down. I don't think it's cut and dry.
He's definitely not detrimental. It's definitely not detrimental to his career. It's also not detrimental to the franchise itself. This is definitely probably we need to boost his confidence. We need to boost his skills just a little bit. This is a fine tuning move. Best way to describe it.
This will help him in the long run. Yeah. I think the age is also a factor. You know, he's really young.
He's only 20. He is super young.
He is exactly super young.
So give him a little bit more seasoning down in the lower levels. You know,
Which also brings me to the point of why I don't understand why they didn't bring Mayo up instead of McKenna. Because why wouldn't they bring him up? Because he's batting .317 right now. Seven home runs, 32 hits, 3 stolen bases, and 20 RBIs, and 101 at bats.
I don't know. I cannot answer that question, Ben. I can't.
I just don't understand it.
So let's get away from the Baltimore Orioles for a minute, because we're not going to get away from them completely, because we need to talk about the current standings right now. So as it stands, as of the 26th of April, we have the Orioles currently tied with the New York Yankees in the AL East. The Red Sox are nipping at their heels at 14-12. You know, and of course the Blue Jays and Rays are 500. In the Central, we have the Cleveland Guardians of the Galaxy currently at the top of the Central with an 18-7 record. The Royals are 17-10 with 2 games back. They absolutely decimated the Tigers last night. It's because the Tigers, they're 4.5 games back. The Twins are 6.5 games back, and the White Sox need to just delete their franchise. The Mariners, surprisingly, aren't kicking their fans in the dick. They're currently at 13-12. The Rangers are batting at .500, half a game back of the Mariners. The Angels are burking their way into trying to get rid of Artie Moreno, 10-15. They're 3 games back. The Athletics, surprisingly, aren't total dog water, and they are 10-16, although, to be fair, not being total dog water is actually an improvement for their stadium. And then the Astros are actually kind of trash at 7-19.
That is definitely a big one.
Yep. So let's talk about the AL East. I'm going to start with Ben, then Jamie, then Kat, then myself. We're going to pick teams. Teams that are going to continue momentum, you know, into the month of May. Then we're going to pick teams that are going to completely lose momentum, and then teams that are just like abandon ship, pretty much. You know, just pick 3 teams that are going to carry momentum and are probably going to be top of their division. Teams who are going to sink, and then teams that are going to stay at the bottom or be at the bottom. So Ben, start us off.
Are we going to go with who's going to stay on the top first, or who's going to?
And by the way, you know, you can repeat teams on this. We really, you know, it's not, you know, not trying to differentiate, but I do want to hear differing opinions on why. Okay, so Ben, we're gonna start with the AL first. We're gonna break down the AL division by division, and then we'll go to the NL, break it down division by division. Okay.
All right.
Once again, go ahead.
All right. So with the AL East, I say the Orioles are probably going to stay on top. They're going to have a back and forth right now with the Yankees because it doesn't look like the Yankees are slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I definitely see the Orioles pulling it out near the end of the season. They'll probably pull it out by probably 10 games or more.
Well, to be fair, Ben, right now it's too early to talk about the end of the season. I just want to talk about who will carry momentum into May. That's all I want. All right. Okay. That goes to you too, Kat and Jamie. I just want to carry into May. I don't need to go all the way to the end of the season. It's a little too soon for that. This is baseball.
Well, in that case, I definitely see the Orioles pulling away from the Yankees a little bit further because they've been on a hot streak lately. So the Yankees, but I definitely feel like the Orioles have been starting to click on all cylinders, and they're now a game ahead of the Yankees. So I'm going to say the Orioles are going to be at least 5 games up after the end of May.
All right.
The team in last place in the AL East, I'm going to say, is going to be – oof. I'm going to go with the Red Sox. I don't think they're going to keep up their momentum. Right. They're not as good as they are showing.
So on that note, which team is actually going to keep momentum? You're going to keep saying the Orioles, or are you going to say a different team in this?
The Orioles will keep the momentum.
Okay. All right. That's all I need. All right. It was Jamie, I think. Yeah. Jamie. You there, Ben?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I need to hear your we're talking about the AL East. Who's going to be at the top? Who's going to carry momentum? And who's going to be at the bottom by May? Okay?
By May, I see the Tampa Bay Rays getting up to the third spot, building momentum.
So the Rays building momentum, okay.
Yep. Reason for that is when you're looking, we're going right into May. If you look at the teams that they're playing the White Sox and the Brewers. So if they don't win at least 4 of those 6 games going into May, there's a problem.
Yep. Okay. Who's going to be at the top by May's end?
The top by May's end.
Yep.
Let me see.
Yeah,
based off of scheduling,
mm-hmm.
I think it's probably going to be New York.
You're going to say the Yankees, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Yankees are going to be at top because they got a 3-game set with the Brewers, and then they start their 4-game war with Baltimore, and I think they'll split those. But they'll have no problem handling the Brewers.
So who will be at the bottom?
Toronto's going to stay at the bottom. They haven't shown anything worth buying into. Even as bad as the Red Sox schedule has been, Toronto's just very garbage right now.
All right, Kat, go ahead.
Okay. Momentum into May. I got to stick the Orioles. The Yankees, if I remember correctly, at one point they were 2 games up from the Orioles.
Yeah. Yeah. And this looks like it's going to be back and forth between those two teams.
Yeah. The Yankees just kind of slid down the hill a little bit while the Orioles jumped over top of them.
Yep.
So I really think that once the Orioles find their stride.
Yep.
And part of the season they find it
so you're saying the Orioles are going to be not only the top but they're going to keep their momentum.
I really think so. They don't tend to lose a whole lot of momentum until the all-star break. You know, I'm thinking back to like the 1990 teams, late 80s 90s teams.
With the Baltimore Orioles, there's a lot to be inspired by. So who's going to be at the bottom at the end of May?
I still think the Rays. I mean, I understand, they've kind of got a little bit of a cakewalk coming up, but I've found that teams who think that they have an easy game coming up It's not an easy game. You know, this is why we play the games. We don't just write it down on paper.
Well, I will definitely. So I'm going to agree with both Ben and Kat about the Orioles. I think they're going to carry momentum, and I think they're going to stay. They're going to be at the top of the division, probably about 2.5 games ahead of the Yankees. And as far as team in the doldrums, that's the Blue Jays, because unfortunately with Toronto sports, especially when it comes to this time of the year, the Maple Leafs are the Maple Leafs right now, and they're facing Boston, so they're definitely not going to carry momentum. I'm sorry to get away from that rocket hockey, but yeah, the Blue Jays are going to follow suit. And they're not going to win. You know, the Rays will have more games. You know, basically the bottom, I think, by May will be the Blue Jays, but only by just because the Red Sox will be right there with them. All right, so Ben, now the Central.
All right, so in the Central, the Guardians definitely have a good amount of lead on the Royals. However, the Royals have been doing pretty good as well. I'm going to say the Guardians are going to continue their momentum, but the Royals will catch up a little bit.
Okay. So the Guardians will be at top still, but the Royals will have a little bit of – will have caught up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, their record will improve a little bit more.
And let's say this. The White Sox are still going to be at the bottom. So, the White Sox are trash in this division. So, and we lost Jamie. So, Kat, we're talking the AL Central. We just need who's going to be at the top and who's going to have more momentum. Because in this division, it's pretty much cut and dry that the White Sox are just trash.
No.
So let's not beat a dead horse.
Right. I actually really like the Royals for momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're 6-4 for their last 10, but you know, the Guardians right now are on top, but I'm not sure they're gonna stay there. I think probably the Royals are going to gain momentum and then kind of leapfrog over the Guardians.
At the same time,
I also don't think that the Tigers are coming out of third place.
Right. So I'm agreeing with you that I think the Royals are right now white hot right now. They just decimated the Tigers 8-0. This was yesterday. So they were just, they're white hot. I think the Royals not only going to carry momentum, they're going to be at the top of the division, but don't count out the Tigers. The Tigers, don't sleep on them. And now we're going to get back to Jamie. We're talking to AL Central. You kind of dropped on us, so we want you to chime in. You don't have to mention the bottom because we pretty much have understood that the White Sox are just trash.
Poor White Sox.
Yep. Jamie, whenever you're ready. Anytime now.
Sorry, I was muted. Mute monster got me.
Yep, it happens. Like I said, we're talking about the Central, so... You know, since the White Sox have anchored themselves at the bottom, we just want to know who's going to be at the top and who's going to carry momentum.
So at the top, I think the Royals are going to take that top spot because Cleveland has a brutal end to the month with coming up against the Braves, who have also been on the same level of the Guardians. So
I can agree with that.
I think the Royals are going to capitalize on that.
Yep.
But when it comes to momentum, I see Detroit gaining some momentum and getting closer within to that top spot. So I think by the time May shows up, it'll be probably one game difference between first and third.
I was just saying that. Do not sleep on the Tigers in this division. Just don't. All right. So now we are here to talk about the West. We have, you know, obviously, Ben?
Well, the Wild West.
Wow, we're going to hell on that one. Sorry about that, viewers. Never again.
Bills just drafted Keon Coleman.
Who?
Keon Coleman, wide receiver.
Again, who?
I don't know.
Let me. I'm looking this up right now. Sorry about that, fans. I am a Bills fan. I am a Bills fan. So again, I have to look this up. Ben, continue talking.
So in the AL West, it's a tight squeeze right now with the Mariners and Texas Rangers. The Mariners have a younger team, but the Rangers have a more experienced team. Ooh. Let me see.
That's projection. That's projection. Okay.
All right. So the last.
All right, 10 when you're done talking, Jamie, I got to go get dinner. So, Ben. When you're done, Jamie, take the reins. I'll be right back.
All right. So the Mariners have a better last 10 games record. So I'm going to go with the Mariners continuing with the momentum. The Rangers, I say they're going to keep pace with the Mariners and probably end up just a game back at the end of May. The Astros, I don't know. I think age is a factor, I think, because their players, Altuve's not getting any younger. He's in his mid-30s now. And then other players, the other star players, are getting older. I wouldn't put it past the Astros to stay in last place and the Athletics sticking above them just barely. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, come start of May, the Astros are still going to be in the bottom. Their schedule doesn't necessarily help them out at all. Because when you look at it, they're finishing up their, they got a two-day stint with Colorado, then they have the Guardians. So,
yeah, that's rough.
That's rough. They're gonna stay down there. So that's the ones who are gonna stick with the lower momentum. But I think the Rangers are actually going to be in the top spot when everything's said and done coming into May. Because reason for that, they got three games with the Reds, which, yes, the Reds are playing a lot better right now, but they're also susceptible to some really bad losses. And then you have Washington to close out the month who can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
And the Angels are just kind of stuck right in that mid-pack range. They'll win some.
The only positive comment out there is Trout.
Yeah. That's really been the only bright spot. They're really missing Shohei.
Yeah, they should have paid him the money.
They definitely should have.
Oh, well. Kat, what do you think?
Okay, remind me one more time. We're saying who's on top.
And then who's on the bottom.
Honestly, I think the Angels are going to come out of this little slump. I think they're going to gain momentum, but I think the Mariners are probably going to stay on top. If that makes sense. And if anybody can still hear me.
Sorry, I was blowing my nose.
Don't worry. I've got dogs barking and my kids all want to just ride their bikes instead of take the dogs inside. I'm like, can we take the dogs inside?
So we're going to go ahead and head into the NL East. So I definitely feel the Braves are going to keep momentum. They're going to stay on top after May. However, the Phillies will keep pace. They'll probably stay about 2.5 games, about 2 games behind. The Marlins, they're in the same boat as the White Sox right now. They're going to stay on the bottom.
It's very weird seeing these teams who I grew up, you know, wishing my team was like, you know, doing so poorly.
Yeah, I think Good.
I was gonna say, but I think the Braves are probably staying on top. I really don't see that. I mean, Braves, Phillies, it's kind of like the Orioles, Yankees at this point.
Pretty much the like Braves are more put together.
Yeah. I like
the only issue. That, go ahead.
I like to think that the Mets are gonna gain some momentum, but I'm just not sure.
The only issue right now with the Braves is that they have a lot of injuries going on. So that might hinder them, but so far it doesn't seem like it has.
That was going to be my point as to why I think, not necessarily going into May, but probably once we hit the halfway point through May, the Phillies will probably be spot, just because the Braves have just had a crap ton of injuries going on
their side. Ozuna.
And I'm back. And I'm back.
Ozuna's welcome back. Ozuna's getting, I think Ozuna was hurt or something. Didn't what's his name get hurt again? What's his name? The outfielder.
That other one, you know, the outfielder.
Man.
We're still on the AL West, right?
NL East.
Oh, we're NL East now. Okay. Well, I didn't give my AL West, although, you know, let me just be a little bit quick. I think the Rangers are going to be on top and and team that will carry momentum actually be the Astros. They'll gain a little bit more momentum. And at the bottom will be at the Athletics. So I'll just look quick. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
You're allowed to eat food.
I decided, you know, we should keep going that air.
Yeah, which is what which again, Ben, thank you for doing so. That's what I wanted you to do, my friend.
You're all right.
Okay. So
what do you feel about the NL East?
Well, the NL East, I think the Phillies are going to gain more ground. Yeah, I think the Phillies will just gain more ground and, you know, and be at the top. So momentum to them. And of course, the Marlins will be at the bottom. My dogs are having a field day right now. So if you hear any yelling, it's my dad trying to corral them. Hopefully before he leaves to go out on the road, we'll have him on the podcast and we'll actually kind of needle him for like questions about the MILB, his time on the MILB. Just be like an interview. Yep. All right, so now we're on the Central.
Who's next on? Did everybody go for NL East?
Yeah, hey, I think we did.
Did Jamie go?
Jeff.
Yeah, I did. I talked about the Phillies.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yep.
All right. NL Central. The Brewers are currently on top, but this might be anyone's division in this one.
I think this is the closest division.
Yes, this is definitely the closest of the divisions. Well, the
AL East has all 500 teams, though. They're the only division that has 500 teams.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think the AL East is the hardest one right now.
Yeah, but we're in the NL Central. Let's break it down.
So, you want to go first?
Ben, the Brewers are the same. Keep going, Ben.
All right. So, I definitely see, man, this is tough. Cubs or the Brewers? The Orioles have played the Brewers, so I've seen enough of the Brewers. I'm going to say the Brewers are going to stay on top, but the Cubs are still be about a game behind.
So no change in this division.
The Reds might catch a game on ground, and the Cardinals will probably stay in last.
All right, Jamie, what's your opinion?
I would say, I'm actually going to say that the Cardinals are going to start building momentum. The thing about the St. Louis Cardinals is they always start like super dreadful for whatever reason. It just takes them about a month to get back into figuring out that they're playing Major League Baseball in the regular season.
They remind me of a certain team from Pittsburgh in the NFL. No, no, Yinzer, no, bad. Stay in your cage. The draft is coming, but I want no, no. So Yinzer's trying to come out. He's excited about the draft. Super Bowl. No, no, stay in your cage, Yinzer. But the Cardinals are a lot like that certain team, playing down to the competition, and just when it starts to really ramp up, they'll sneak their way in. They like to do that. You know, you think they're dead and buried, and then all of a sudden they just sneak up behind you, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to say. I think the Cardinals are actually going to elevate themselves in this ranking come the deadline. I don't like Pittsburgh's schedule going into May, but I think by the time we get towards like mid-May, end of May range, you're going to be, it's going to probably be Cubs, Milwaukee, Cardinals, and the Reds and Pittsburgh are going to drop.
Kat, I want to hear your opinion.
Gosh, I'm literally sitting here staring at all the different stats for them. This is
one of the things I like about you when it comes to this. You are very thorough in this, Kat. Thumbs up.
Really? Yep. You could toss all their names in a hat and figure out which one's going to get momentum and figure out which one's going to be on top. They are literally within 5 games of each other. And anything can happen in a week. The Brewers could completely implode upon themselves. They could be, you know, injury prone all of a sudden. And then the Cardinals could be like, haha, suckers, here we are. And in a week, this whole thing could be flipped upside down. In a week.
Exactly. But I will definitely say, as it comes to this division, the team that's probably going to be at top because they've gained so much momentum is probably going to be the Reds.
A little bit of
a hot take with this division is there. You know, by the end of May, this division will probably have a 3-way tie. The Brewers, Cubs, and Reds could probably be in a 3-way tie, but at the bottom will be the Pirates, because the Pirates always disappoint, either disappoint or just make us laugh with stupidity. This is the Pirate way. After all, their mascot was caught with about a couple grams of cocaine in its beak before in the 70s. Remember, only the Pirates. And Jamie did drop, so he will be back, probably. And now, finally, probably the most interesting division, you know, also involving famous responsible gambler Shohei Ohtani, the NL West, with the Dodgers on top and the Rockies at the bottom. Let's see what you got, guys. Ben, start with you.
The Dodgers are going to stay on top. There's no way nobody's going to surpass them right now.
Yeah, they've bought and paid their way at the top right now.
Bought and paid. The Padres will keep pace, and the Rockies will probably be same place they are right now, dead last.
Kat, you have any differing of opinion, or is everything pretty much the same?
I mean, the Dodgers are kind of the Yankees of the West, so, you know.
Kind of. What are you talking about? They are.
To the top. They had to. I do kind of like the Padres for momentum. I know this sounds weird, but I like the Padres. Rockies, those poor guys, I always think that they're some, like, weird hockey, like, NHL team.
There used to be an NHL team called the Colorado Rockies. They're now the New Jersey Devils.
Oh my gosh, I can't keep up with all these moves. Could the teams just stay still, please?
Unfortunately, they can't. Just ask the Arizona Coyotes.
I know.
But that's enough about hockey.
But honestly, The Dodgers have bought and paid their way to where they are right now, and they're reaping the benefits of that. But I really think that the Padres are going to give them a run for their money. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. There was really no pun intended there at first.
Until famous responsible gambler Shohei Ohtani decided to do it. So.
Oh man, and the fact that MLB just keeps sharing all these reels and they're like, look how hard he hit the ball. I'm like, nobody cares. Nobody cares. What about his gambling scandal? Like, have they like just swept that under the rug? Like, where's Pete Rose in all this?
Well, probably swinging a baseball bat as his TV because Rob Manfred can't do a damn, is spineless enough to let this shit go.
Seriously. Yep. And if we're going to let this go now, then we need to like take a step back. Yeah. And
unfortunately there's no accountability in this world. Unfortunately.
No.
Sad, but true. So now let us get into a little bit of fun here. Let's talk about the City Connect jerseys. Once again, we can kind of repeat which ones we like and which ones we don't like.
Now I got to tell you, I have no idea about these City Connect jerseys. I haven't seen a thing.
Okay. So are you able to take a look at them, or are you just are you unable to?
Oh no, I can take a look. Hang on.
Yep.
Just City Connect.
Yep. MLB City Connect jerseys.
MLB website has the jerseys on there.
Available on Fanatics.com, one of our affiliate sponsors. If you can, please support the channel. Our affiliate link is down below.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, before you put that uniform on, you better get some Duke Cannon too.
Oh, exactly. I see them.
So you don't stink it up, especially if it's an Athletics jersey.
Is this supposed to be?
It's supposed to be something fun. It's supposed to be something fun. You know, something like
area represented.
Yes, it's an alternate jersey. You know, once every while, you know, try to be a little bit fun. You know, kind of like what the NBA does from time to time.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I don't
hate
them.
Some of them are garbage, like the Red Sox, and some of them are actually pretty good, like Miami's. Miami's is amazing. Let's see. Miami has some history to it. So, Ben, I want to know your favorite City Connect and your worst City Connect.
So... my favorite City Connect. Well, looking here.
And by the way, we can repeat with these picks. So if we overlap on our differing picks, you know, hey, that's fine. You know,
I really like the Brewers uniform.
Okay.
And let me see here.
Yeah, the Brewers looks pretty clean. It reminds me of the Seattle Pilots, the Pilots, yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah, I like that. The Braves is pretty clean too. Sorry about that.
The Braves is pretty clean too. Looks pretty clean, but to me, it reminds me of a Wish.com jersey.
It's just basic.
Then again, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Now the worst jersey. I'm gonna go with the Giants.
Giants are uninspired. The Giants are a little uninspired to me.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just a white jersey with an orange G and orange numbers and letters. Uninspired.
Yeah, there's nothing going on. Nothing inspires me to want to wear it. Yeah.
I mean, if you were going to represent the city of San Francisco, where's the pride flag?
Right.
You know, because, I mean, to be fair, San Francisco does have a wonderful gay community, you know. I you know, look, not to say anything wrong with the LGBTQ community. So anyway, Kat, have you taken a look at the City Connect jerseys?
I'm scrolling down.
All right. So If you don't mind, I will skip you for a minute, give you some time to look, and I will because I've taken a look at every single one of these jerseys. I will tell you which one's my favorite, which one I hate.
So,
I think with me, my favorite is the Miami one. The jersey that represented that old AAA baseball team they had, the Sugar Canes. Like that was, that's an excellent jersey. Not only that, it also, you know, gives an homage to that heritage because the Miami Marlins name is actually on the patch, and the patch is a sugar sack. So that is awesome.
That's adorable.
Yes, it is connected directly to heritage, connected directly to their baseball history. So that is why it's my favorite. My least favorite has and always will be the Boston Red Sox City Connect jersey. Because seriously, you know, it doesn't scream Red Sox. It screams a Milwaukee Brewers alternate because it is just yellow with powder blue. It reminds me of a soccer jersey as well. And probably that's where they got. Yeah,
I don't understand what it's supposed to represent.
Yeah, I don't either, because it definitely doesn't represent Boston. You know, it doesn't. There's no Boston needs to be red. They're the Red Sox. Red, white, and they have blue in their logo too. You know, because of the Americanness of Boston, the city of Boston. But still, you know, that jersey does not scream Boston to me at all. So that's my opinion. Kat, put you on the spot.
Well, I actually really like the Padres ones.
Oh, whoa, okay. That's interesting. That was at my bottom.
They're
wet.
You know the hats that they put out for a while, and they were like they inverted colors for the different teams, and they were just really fun hats.
Right.
That's what this reminds me of.
Okay.
So and when I think of San Diego,
yep.
You know, hi, Jamie. I kind of think of these kind of colors, and you know, they're just fun. And I think that's what they were going for here.
Right. All right. So now, what is your least favorite?
My least favorite. Just by what I'm seeing on the MLB site.
Yep.
The Rangers.
All right, gang. Yeah, I didn't like the Rangers either. They looked a little too plain.
They're just like, hey, have this white shirt that's trimmed in black. With a cool fonted R on it.
Basically,
it looks like a 76ers.
Yeah, it just screams, we're just here to do the exam.
Yeah.
Like, Jamie, Jamie, do you have an opinion on your best and worst City Connect?
So, I'm not the type that likes a lot of flashiness when it comes to jerseys. That's why a lot of people like Miami's. I do not. I don't like the red. I know it's based off of like an old school baseball team. I just don't like the color.
Valid.
And as a person who is a fan of both the Phillies and the Orioles, it pains me to say that the Braves, I really like the Braves City Connect jersey. I like how clean it looks. I like the logo. I hate that I like it. I hate it, but I like it.
Even though I think it belongs off of wish.com, but okay, be you. All right, so now we are going to get
the one I absolutely don't like is a Padres.
Gotcha.
Absolutely fugly.
All right. All right. So now we are going to get to the final bit of our podcast, which is sponsored by our brand new sponsor, FuboTV. Ben, is our affiliate in the in our bio down below?
It is. I already added it.
All right. If you don't know what FuboTV is, where have you been? FuboTV is the cloud streaming site, cloud streaming service for sports. Yeah. Many people don't like to deal with Sunday Ticket. Many people don't like to deal with those. But FuboTV can give you access to your favorite games, even if they are locked out. So once again, use our affiliate link in the bio. Help the channel out. That's FuboTV.
It doesn't just have sports, though. You can replace it for cable.
All right. And by the way, that 8-0 Tigers game, Tigers Royals game that I mentioned was today. Before I get started, I do want to give live update on the scores. Athletics are leading the Orioles 1-0 top of the third. Dodgers on the Blue Jays bottom of the second. Cardinals Mets. Cardinals are leading middle. About to enter the bottom of the second. Cubs over the Red Sox 2-0 bottom of the second. And the Nationals and Marlins are all tied up at 0. The Guardians are 1-0 over the Braves, top of the second. And the games later today are the Rays, White Sox, Reds, Rangers, Yankees, Brewers, Twins, Angels, Phillies, Padres, Diamondbacks, Mariners, and Pirates and Giants. Ben, which series are you looking forward to this weekend? Just one, because we've got more people than just us three.
Ooh, always Orioles Athletics. I like watching the Athletics play the Orioles for some weird reason.
Yeah, I think it's more of a classic rivalry than people think, Ben.
All right, I think so too.
Jamie, what series are you looking forward to this weekend?
To be honest, I'm not really sure what series I'm gonna like the most. My attention is pretty much going to be the draft, the NFL draft, and then NBA playoffs.
Right.
If I'm gonna be honest.
Speaking of, keep a lookout. The Hard Count will be back to be talking about the draft. I think we'll be doing it next week. I think we'll be back next Saturday to break down the draft. So please keep a lookout for that. Right, Ben?
Absolutely.
And can I give an honorable mention on jersey on the City Connect jerseys? Because there is one other that I briefly forgot about until I was looking it up and I was reminded how much I really liked it, was the Colorado Rockies.
Go ahead. No, I think it looks like a license plate. Yeah. I think it looks like a license plate. I like it.
Oh, I like the mountains on the jersey.
Right. I just wish it wasn't green. What series are you looking forward to? But Jamie, if you have one, if you don't, you can pass.
I guess I'll just go with the Phillies Padres. I think that's gonna be some good competition between the two teams who are trying to get ahead.
Gotcha. Kat?
Well, this weekend it's gonna be the Orioles versus the A's because you know it's the Orioles. And then, actually, I'm more looking forward to when the Yankees are they in town or are we going up there?
Well, right now they're facing the Brew Crew today.
Yes, but like Monday we're against the Yankees.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. That is definitely a good segue. So good job, Kat.
Thanks.
Head pats for Kat. So for me, I'm definitely looking for. I'm going to be taking a hard look at the Royals over the and the Tigers because this is going to be this. If the Royals keep this up, oh my God, we got a juggernaut. I am also going to give a special shout out to the Nationals Marlins game because Obviously, my lovely fiance is a Nationals fan. She loves Washington sports. She's just watching this game with pure intention. So that's always fun. And so, unfortunately, guys, this is where we're starting to wind down. We want to give a special shout out to our affiliates, Fanatics.com. W Energy, Bulletproof Coffee, Century PC, Sleece.com, Duke Cannon Supply, Dr. Squatch, and our brand new affiliate, Fubo TV. Did I miss any, Ben? I always tend to at times.
You got them all.
All right.
I
did. I almost slipped up on Century PC. But once again, please support the channel. Our affiliates are in our bios wherever you listen to our podcasts. And once again, guys, that is it for the Dirt and Turf podcast. We want to thank Ben, Kat, and Jamie. Another reminder that that the Dirt and Turf is affiliated with Social Sports Pad Podcast, and we do more than just baseball. We have the lap down. We deal with NASCAR, and we also have the hard count that is dealing directly with football. We're getting, the draft is happening. We're going to be breaking that down next week. So if you love your football, give us a listen. But once again, that is it. I am Cobra, and on behalf of Kat, Jamie, and Ben, thank you. Let's play ball.